Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Hyper Sloth Happy Hour with your hosts Zigzag and Rufus, coming to you live from planet Earth, courtesy of Smokin' Hits Records and Global Corp Industries. Now, grab a beer, put your feet up, and get ready for the Hyper Sloth Happy Hour!
Zigzag, my friend.
Rufus, how are you, sir?
Welcome, good listeners. Welcome, listeners. Jeez, the first listeners ever to the show, potentially. Right now, as
well,
we speak.
We know that you're the first ones listening as we've gone to premium. Now, some of you might have listened before as our show has had over 5,000 listens.
Right.
According to Blog Talk Radio, anyways.
I trust
you. But you're listening live right now, and we're glad to have you. Welcome aboard.
Yes, thank you very much. And since you are listening live, why don't you give us a call and let us know and confirm the fact that you're listening live. And you can do that at 478. There you go. 646-478-0616. Please, for the love of God, give us a call because this is we need your feedback, your inputs. We know we're doing awesome. We just need people
need
to tell us how awesome we're doing.
Yes, we need you to tell us that we're awesome. We already know it. We just need you to confirm it. And don't be shy. I know you're looking at the phone right now going, should I dial? Oh, no, my heart's pounding in my ears. I can hear it. Just do it. It's worth it. Now, if you're too shy, if you're absolutely too shy that you can't call us, check us out on the website at www.hypersloth.me.
Yes.
You can get in touch with us there. You can email us and give us your thoughts there. Tell us that we're awesome online, too. We need those kind of kudos as well.
I'll tell you what. Honestly, dude, if somebody is wanting to call but they're too shy, they can email us, and I'll call them tomorrow morning, in the morning itself, and just walk them through how it goes.
I'm sure they would appreciate you stalking them. Now, how early were you planning on calling?
Who wouldn't?
Because I know you don't get out of bed before noon.
I don't get out of bed before noon, but I wake up about 3 a.m.
See, my deal is I just don't get out of bed. I'm awake, but I'm still in bed all day.
You know, I ever thought that if I was rich, this is totally serious, that I would have – there was two rooms that I built. There's three rooms that I would build in my house if I was, like, super rich. One is a room where the floor was just like a mattress, you know, like a posture piece. This is basically the entire floor is a bed. The other one is it'd have to have a high ceiling, but the entire floor would be a trampoline. And the other one would be like a Chuck E. Cheese pool of plastic balls.
You know what? You know what you need to do is like build like your own futon amphitheater that like goes up a wall.
Whoa!
Like has a gradual slope to it, so you could sit. If you were, like, watching a huge movie, you have to have a huge projector screen or something on the wall.
Yes.
Then, like, as you wanted to sleep, you just kind of rolled down where you could just take a nap. And then when you want to watch TV again, you just, like, crawl back up. Probably get a rope or something to crawl back up and stake a claim.
If I was rich enough to afford that, I'd have, you know, midgets or super hot babes to just pull me back up in the futon.
I'm going to tell you what says real money, Rufus, is TV in the bathroom.
Do you have a TV in the bedroom?
I actually have a 13-inch TV in my bathroom.
Do you really?
No, I do not. I'm not rich. I'm just a regular guy.
I've got I don't need a TV in my bathroom because I keep my cell phone in my pocket.
Oh, you take a crap with your pants on?
Well, not on purpose. It happens sometimes. But, no, I sit on the toilet and I don't get any work done, but I read Drudge Report. I read news headlines. I play Candy Crush. My bowel movements have gone from get in and get out to get in and, oh, shit.
Stay a while.
Yeah.
Get in and stay a while.
it's like my office away from my office.
Like, you know, that's why I was asking. I was surprised that you said your legs have never fallen asleep while you were on the toilet. I mean, it sounds like you're spending some serious time on the toilet. If anybody out there has ever had their legs fall asleep while they're sitting on the toilet, and I know there's somebody out there, it just can't be me, and I'm not as obese as you're probably thinking right now.
I'm thinking you're pretty obese, and I can see that you're not obese.
I do not wipe with this.
But when you say that your legs fall asleep when you're on the toilet, that implies some obesity.
You know what? Maybe I'm just built that way that my body is the perfect height for somehow cutting off all of the circulation to my leg while I'm sitting up. Usually it's only one leg, luckily, so I'm able to hobble up and do that jump around, you know, pins and needles thing and go, oh, yeah, that's I was on the toilet way too long. So call us if that ever happened to you, 646-478-0616. We'd love to hear about it. Or if anything else ever happened to you. Here's a story for you, speaking about people on the toilet. And this is not a dig at obese people. This is a dig at drunk obese people.
Uh-huh.
My mom had a neighbor, and she has a condo far away from here. And here being Colorado, marijuana is legal.
Everything's legal in Colorado.
Yes. Yes, it is. And the lady, this didn't just happen to this lady once. It happened to her twice. She had to call the ambulance because she fell and got stuck between her toilet and bathtub.
That hasn't happened to you. That happens to me, like, weekly.
That has not happened to me yet. Apparently, I'm not drinking the right kind of wine. I'm a little disappointed.
So I was thinking that if – I'm sorry. I got to go back to the leg falling asleep on the toilet thing.
Okay. I'm sorry that you're spending so much time thinking about that.
It's more like fantasizing. If only one of your legs is falling asleep, I think that's a sign of a heart attack or some sort of stroke event. And two, if you're
I didn't really feel like I was trying to go that hard.
If you're dancing around the bathroom trying to shake your legs awake, is this after you've
completed? Only one leg.
So you're hopping around on one awake leg while defecating.
No, I've finished defecating at that point.
Oh,
that's okay. How I know that my leg is asleep. How would you know your leg was asleep as you tried to stand up?
So usually when I go to the bathroom, my leg is asleep, and then when I relieve the pressure,
it
wakes up. The blood starts to flow again to my leg.
Yeah, a lot of pressure on your sciatica.
Yeah.
So anything in the headlines today that we need to give our 2 cents on? Rufus, anything that you saw that might have piqued your interest?
Dude, I've got a ton of headlines. So I'm going to send a Twitter, Facebook, and Blog Talk Radio blast out to everybody to let them know we're on air.
Just do it.
It'll take me 2 seconds, and then we're going to jump into some headlines. Hypersloth is live, all caps, on air right now.
Don't miss it.
Don't miss it.
Listeners, feel free to send your friends a you know what? Let's do this, Rufus.
What are we
First
doing?
Caller gets a free Hypersloth T-shirt.
I was thinking that, man. We're always on the same page. We didn't discuss this, but I was going to suggest the same thing. Like, even if it's not this episode, which I'm sure it will be.
Right. It better be. That's going to be you. All you have to do is pick up the phone and call the number, 646-478-0616, and you can win a shirt.
That's right. And
no strings attached.
Or a shirt of your choosing. So maybe
that's
this will help motivate people. Go to hypersloth.me/store and pick the shirt you want.
Right.
And it's all yours. All you got to do is call in.
Please pick one of the cheaper shirts, though.
Yes.
No, don't. Pick the Cadillac. Pick the Cadillac of shirts.
Pick the cutoff tank top.
We owe it to you. You will be part of Hypersloth lore. So think about that. Part of Hypersloth history.
So
we have a whole different way of seeing history at Hypersloth.
And rewriting it.
Yeah. We're actually rewriting it at this very second. Be part of Hypersloth history this very second. Make the call. Be live and be part of this big thing.
646-478-0616.
Anyway, so what did you see? Anything in the headlines that you thought might be interesting to the listeners and myself?
Man, I saw a bunch. Let me tell you what. Let's make it official.
Live from the internet, it's Headline News with Zigzag and Rufus.
All right, let me open up. I've actually bookmarked these. I've got a folder called Show Prep because now that we're pro, I have a folder called Show Prep.
Right.
All right, put things in. All right. So
I feel bad because my Show Prep is just a bunch of text messages that I send to myself.
Well, that works
and
too.
You, I copy and paste text messages to you that I write to myself sometimes. I don't know if you've noticed that.
I have not received any of them.
Yes, you have. I send them as emails.
Oh, yeah. I direct those right into my junk folder.
Yeah, well, check them out. There's some dynamite in there. Watch out, your house might blow up.
Ooh, I should take my shoes and socks off, right?
Yes, exactly.
All right, so here's the headline. Texas woman calls out apparently cheating husband with a newspaper ad. So she took out a newspaper ad that says, what it says, I'm reading this for the first time ever. I would like to say congratulations.
That's pretty nice.
Now, I would like to say congratulations to Sarah Cormier and Patrick Brown. They are expecting a baby. I hope you both love and are always Patrick's wife.
Expecting a baby with another woman?
Yes. So he's expecting a baby with another woman, and his wife found out and published that congratulations in the local newspaper.
I'm guessing she's going to get half. I'm going to go on a limb and say she's getting half of everything he owns, if not more.
I dare say at least half.
And probably be raising someone else's kid in a couple of years, too. There's the kicker. Try to end up raising that baby.
Well, that's always, I mean, women love babies.
Call in if you know someone whose relative is raising their child for them.
All right. I've got a few more headlines. Did that interest you at all? I know that probably doesn't hit close to home.
I just, it did. That's what scares me. So let's just go ahead and bypass that one.
Bypass. Okay. Let's see. Tell you what, I'm going to open all these up in different tabs here.
I think that was a headline from the Colorado Springs exhibitor.
I hope they didn't pay for the 20,000 impressions and only get 10 before they fucked everything up.
Once again, the stars lined up against Hypersloth, but somehow, I mean, basically, I've just gotten to the point where everyone is just screws up. That's all people do is they screw up all the time.
Well, that's true. And luckily, we have a bit for rant coming
up.
That's
right. Wait till I'm almost afraid to rant.
So, all right, here's one. This headline implies a previous headline that I've not read, but it's intriguing nonetheless, which is teen explains why he had sex with a Hot Pocket. I think that needs an explanation.
Doesn't he know it's always warm apple pie? Jesus. Does he not watch movies?
Well,
he cannot be warm apple pie.
That's true.
Chicken pot. There's a lot to be said for chicken pot pie, too. Let's not, I mean, come on now.
But Hot Pockets are always just scalding hot. I can't imagine. I would assume you would cook it before you.
If you're going to have sex with one, you probably want to get a lukewarm pocket and not a hot pocket.
Right.
Warm pocket.
Well, he said, I tried doing it without a condom, and it was just, like, way too hot, he said. I put it in the fridge for a little bit, and it was like, dude, I'm going to have to use a condom if I'm going to actually stick my dick in the whole Hot Pocket.
How big is a Hot Pocket?
Too small for my dick.
This guy might be all dick and no brain.
Dick and no brain.
Because, I mean, wow, was it a, what flavor was it, just out of curiosity?
Let's see if it says.
I'm assuming it was pepperoni or sausage, right?
I would hope it started off pepperoni and ended up sausage, if you think I mean.
He'll be here all week, folks.
Yeah.
Where does that headline come from? Just what city is that? Where does that happen?
Oh, geez, let me see. God dang, I'm getting some lag. New York. The beautiful state of New York.
Yeah, that's actually where I get my salsa from.
Well, it's cold in New York right now.
Is it?
I think
it should be. It's March.
Sexing some Hot Pockets might.
Well, that's true. You get to warm up with a curl up with a nice Hot Pocket on a snowy. You know what's good about a Hot Pocket is they don't talk back.
That's true, man.
They don't call them talk pockets.
They
don't. Yeah, just call in. Give us a, you know, critique the show if you want. We want to hear from you. 646-478-0616.
That's right.
I know that you're in stitches laughing, so it's understandable that you can't call in. But when you collect yourself, feel free to call in.
That's right. When you're thinking enough to dial a phone, let us know. 646-478-0616.
Actually, before we go on the air, folks, we always do a few Hypersloth affirmations, and I told Rufus to break a rib because I knew that people would be breaking their ribs from laughing listening to our show. So I want to see Rufus break a rib over there.
I broke several ribs in solidarity with the audience.
Just out of curiosity, Rufus, when's the last time you wore that sport coat?
The last time was before we left for Nicaragua. In fact, I had left it in an office I was working in Austin, and I went back there for the first time in 6 or 7 months now, last week, and I thought I'd donated it to charity, which is totally unlikely.
Did you photograph it?
No. I've never even watched it.
Oh, cool. That's the kind of stuff they put in Hard Rock.
Exactly. But I went into this office, and it was there, crumpled up in a chair, and I grabbed it. So this is the first time it's been worn in at least 7 months, and I don't think it's ever been washed since I owned it, and I bought it for $10 at a thrift store in Kyle, Texas, and it was probably not even washed before I found it.
So it looks like it.
It's pretty crispy and wrinkly.
Hey, now wait a minute. It was sitting in the same chair from the time you left it there for how long?
7 months.
Where was this chair?
It was, it's, my buddy owns a company where he markets mobile apps.
Right.
By the way, which could be useful to us later.
Yes, it could.
And it was just on the back of a chair. I left it on the back of a chair, and it was still there.
Wow.
Which is amazing to me. I don't know why it was.
That's a very trusting place to work.
And a chair that somebody I know uses.
So really?
They didn't just move the jackets and be like, oh, what the fuck? I'm going to get rid of this.
They sat in the chair with the jacket on it every day.
Right.
If you checked the pockets of the jacket, you might find like some cocaine or something in the jacket.
I've checked the pockets. I'm afraid.
What? A switchblade?
A blue light to it. I don't know what's going to start glowing at this thing.
I'd be worried. You might want to wear like a hazmat suit underneath that coat. Someone might have been putting some bodily fluids on that when you left there. Hopefully you had all friends at this place where you worked and no enemies.
I think I did. I like the idea of a guy in a hazmat suit wearing a sport coat.
What's wrong with that?
Nothing. There's a skit in that somewhere.
That's what they do in Japan, right? Or China.
That's right. Everywhere they go, they got a business meeting in a hazmat suit and a sport coat.
Now they're just full hazmat suit. I mean, why even just do the little thing that goes over your mouth anymore?
Yep. What good does that do?
Go big or go none. It gives you the false sense of security that you're safe from some kind of avian flu disease. And I guess if you weren't going to plan on eating or anything ever, you're probably safe. So anything else in the news
I got three more. Let's check them out. And then you sent me one. And I want to see what that's all about. I haven't read it because I wanted to see what it's all about on the show and catch my reaction to it.
Uh-oh. So it lives up to the hype.
Here's one out of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Is apparently they're passing a law that it will soon be legal to be willfully annoying, quote-unquote, in Grand Rapids. So apparently they had this law on the books that if you annoyed somebody, it was against the law and you could actually be arrested. But now they're like, okay, well.
They're just finally weeding out the old stupid-ass laws that people had made because they could to annoy other people. We're making this law to annoy people that annoy people.
That's right. What I thought is when I read that headline, I thought it was the other way around. I thought they were going to pass a law that you couldn't be willfully annoying. And I thought, well, that would pretty much kill our show.
Be interesting to find out if they ever wrote a ticket utilizing that law. I mean, what does it take to willfully be annoying someone? I mean, some people, I can just hear them breathe, and it is annoying to me. Like, Jesus, with the fucking breathing already. Give it a break.
Could
I be like, someone needs to give this fucking guy a ticket. He's living. He's alive. He's fucking annoying me.
If it was my job to enforce that law, I would become a cop in a heartbeat.
That would be a fun one.
But it'd be never
ending. Crack a few skulls.
Yeah.
On some annoying people. Now, I don't know if you saw this headline.
Mm-hmm.
It was, hotel in Belgium is shaped like a giant anus.
No, I have not seen that headline.
Yes, but apparently there is a hotel. It's called the Atelier van Lieshout Cast Anus. It's a conceptual one-room hotel.
One room.
Some Dutch artist. And they get to fulfill their lifelong dreams of curling up to sleep in a giant butthole. You should see the pictures of it. It's actually pretty
cute. What kind of deals do they have on orbits?
It's on a small, quiet Belgian island halfway between Antwerp and Ghent. So, the only thing is it really stinks.
Oh, I'm sure.
It really stinks.
I bet all the reviews are number twos.
2 stars. 2 stars and a flush.
That's right.
Okay, wait. Now, medicated wipe.
Now, how – you've got to explain. I can't see it. What makes it – what makes
oh,
it an anus?
Shaped, like, from the outside, it is shaped like an anus. When you think about – you don't think about it because you don't know what an anus is shaped like, but it's basically like – looks like a part of your colon with your butthole puckered out.
And do you – is like the butthole the door? Do you, like, crawl through this little orifice?
Let me see. You can't really tell. I think it's a window, but there's a pretty nice-looking veranda out there with some tables on it. I mean, it's kind of – it's different. Let's say that. It's veiny. It's got fucking veins on the outside.
You are lying. You're kidding.
No, I'm not. I'm dead serious. And the front door is just on the side, actually. It's not near the – I guess it's a – I don't know. What do you call it? The sphincter. Not, I think they serve drinks through the sphincter.
Yeah, I'm sure it's an open bar.
It's a self-service window.
It's a self-service window.
But, yeah, let's see. The bar rectum is actually the bar that's in there. It serves drinks.
Wait, that's the name of it?
That's the name of the bar, bar rectum. The name of the place was – I already read it once. They can rewind it if they want to hear it because I'll never find it again.
Oh,
it's the Alte van Lieshout Has anus.
And it's a one-room hotel.
Yes. Yes, it is. Check it out, people. It looks like a nice vacation spot.
Dude, I've got to Google this because I want to see it. Anus Hotel.
Yeah, look it up. I'm sure you'll find it. He actually made a series of works representing the human body, a complete series of internal organs ranging from heart and brain to liver, rectum, male and female sex organs. So you could actually probably say in Cass penis, too, or Cass wiener. Whatever they would say in Belgium, Belgianese.
Well, he should make there should be like a tour you can buy, like a whole week vacation where you go from, I guess, the mouth hotel to the stomach hotel.
You know what? I think you just holiday across Europe going from internal organ to internal organ.
Boy, that's beautiful.
I mean, nothing. I mean, if you got.
Oh, my God, I'm looking at it. Jesus.
It does have
Christ.
It has veins. Do you see the veins?
Who
knew the anus had big, thick, like Popeye veins?
Well, not everybody's.
Yeah, that one's probably getting a serious workout, it looks like. That's like an anus on steroids.
That's the anus of a guy whose leg falls asleep on the toilet.
Cass anus. Zig anus.
Zig anus. Well, this is a place for you, bud.
No, there's not enough hemorrhoids on that anus.
They even have 13-inch TVs in the bathroom. Of course, I guess the bathroom is just the room.
Now, you see, you're getting people excited, but you're talking about the VIP package.
That's right. Wow. They had another room, but they removed it. It was just the appendix. Oh, my God.
It's
disgusting.
It's an outhouse.
It's an outhouse. There's a picture of two kids standing outside the ant. It looks like, oh, my God, it looks like a fucking colon outside the human body.
I think that's what I said.
That
looks more like the lower intestine.
But I'm looking at this.
Probably the anus, actually.
Well, there's a picture of the anus. I don't know if it's how you get in and out, but it has like two bumps, like warts on it or something.
Those are hemorrhoids.
Do you think they cast that from like an actual, like the artist?
Yeah, it's just, I think that's like a real one is a 1:26 scale or something. I don't know. I'm sure that it probably is. This guy might be crazy enough. This might be like a literal reproduction of something given to Metal Skull Science.
Yeah.
Complete with cancerous cysts or whatever it might be. Everyone's anus is their own. No anus is exactly the same.
That's true. It's like a fingerprint.
Right. No anus print.
I can't with the bank I go to. You got to have your anus checked to get into your lockbox.
An awkward procedure.
It is.
The good thing is they can get ex-cons to fill that slot.
Came with a free toaster.
So, yeah, if anybody's thinking about it, if you're thinking about going to Belgium, don't forget Casa Anus.
I've got to check real quick just while we're on the topic to see if it's on like Orbitz or Priceline or something.
Yeah, let's do a search. That'd be interesting. So I saw your boy McConaughey won best actor. All right.
I paid no attention to the Oscars, but I've heard some of the surrounding buzz, and apparently he gave a good speech. I assumed he'd won something, but he won the Oscar for the Dallas Buyers Club.
Yeah. You know what? It's hard not to have some man love for McConaughey.
I've got some man love for McConaughey.
I do, too. I respect him all the way around. I do. I mean, a lot of people think he's corny. No, I think what you're getting with McConaughey is basically the real deal.
I think he is the
real deal. He's a no-bullshit kind of guy.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Every time I see him, he seems like just a down-to-earth dude. In the movies he picks to do, he can pull off, you know, comedies or obviously pretty serious roles effortlessly.
Yeah. I mean, really, it's definitely a testament to his acting abilities, the kind of range he has. Godspeed, McConaughey.
Godspeed.
Oh, he's still alive, right? Never mind.
Yeah.
How does Godspeed work? I'm not really sure what Godspeed means or anything.
I have no idea.
It's a term.
It is a term, Godspeed. It means like good luck and hurry the fuck up, or you'll be smote, I guess. I don't know.
I mean, any guy that gets busted playing his bong super loud. Remember when he played some bongo drums, partying? That's back when I lived in Phil, and his neighbors called the cops on him, and they spied him through the window naked playing his bongo drums.
Oh, yeah, I do remember that, yeah.
McConaughey got busted with an ounce of weed.
McConaughey.
Oh, that was wrong, because I do have that. Maybe part of me that makes me hate McConaughey, too, at the same time.
What? Why do you hate the McConaughey?
You know what? I've been watching True Detective. Have you seen that at all?
True Detective? No, I haven't. Is that a TV show?
Yeah, I think it's on HBO. But, man, he is good in that. He is solid. He actually produces it. You know, yeah, I got to give McConaughey credit. He writes a lot of stuff. You know, he rewrites parts and stuff to fit and shape the way he wants stuff to go, and I give him credit for that, for sure.
Well, wait a minute. This shows how out of touch I am. I didn't know he had anything to do with a TV show.
That's pretty out of touch. So you're sure they had electricity in Nicaragua?
Well, yeah.
Seeming like it.
It wasn't the best electricity. Sure as fuck didn't have McConaughey TV.
No. Check it out. It's probably online. I'm sure you can watch it anywhere. But it's called True Detective. He plays... It's a really interesting story. I'm not going to get into it. People, you want to check it out, I'm HBO.com or something. HBO, you owe me some money for talking about True Detective. McConaughey needs to take me out for a steak, me and Rufus. Tell him, Rufus.
Yeah, take that out for a steak.
We'll go to Dan McCloskey. Is Dan McCloskey?
Man, dude, I haven't heard or thought about Dan McCloskey's say it. I don't know, man. I mean, gee whiz. I don't eat steak, dude. That's my problem.
Right.
I love steak. Right. I just don't eat it much.
That's probably why your colon is being cast as the next giant anus house, or roof colon, as I like to call it.
The roof colon.
But, yeah, actually, Dan McCloskey's has a special place in my heart because that's the first place I ever ate in Austin.
Is it really?
First place I ever went out to eat in Austin. Yeah, the day I flew in, went to Dan McCloskey's.
Wait, was that down on Congress Avenue?
It's like Congress and 6th Street, around there somewhere.
Okay, yeah, I remember that place.
I'm sure Dan McCloskey's is long gone, I would imagine.
Yeah, I'm sure it is. There's a lot of places that have come and gone, God, since we were in Austin.
I can't even imagine.
I mean, a lot of them deserve to go, but...
Right. Probably a few places get... what was the back room? Where did you used to play with your...
Jeez, the back room.
The back room?
Yeah.
Hey, dude, what's up? Ice-T played at the back room. You played the back room. There's nothing to be embarrassed about there.
That's true. It doesn't exist anymore. It's shut down. Now it's an Emo's. I'm not sure if that's better or worse.
That almost makes sense, though. Mm-hmm. Now Emo's isn't downtown anymore. Emo's got too big to be downtown.
No, I think there's two Emo's now.
Okay.
I know. I don't...
Is there?
Yeah. It's Emo Punk Club.
Right, we're not supposed to. We're about rebelling LLC.
Ooh, Rebelling LLC.
So, kind of disappointed that these people have not picked up the phone now, Rufus.
Well,
are they that shy? Are we just, we're dominating.
We're intimidating. I mean, we are.
Don't be afraid.
Listen to
don't
the
fight.
You got to step outside your body. Step outside your body. Listen to the flow that we have here. It's people don't realize they're listening to a show. They're peeping Toms, listening to two awesome dudes just talk.
Right. But you are. You can be part of the conversation. All you have to do is call 646-478-0616.
That's
right.
We'd
love to hear from you. You know what? Or if you're listening to this and the show's not live, please hit us up with an email at show@hypersloth.me.
This is correct.
That's show, S-H-O-W, at hyper, H-Y-P-S-L-O-T.me.
Why don't we, just to encourage the people, we'll give away two shirts, one to the first caller and one to the first email we get.
It actually comes from
a listener.
I like it.
They've got to be two separate people. It can't be one person that's like, ooh, I'm going to call an email.
No, bullshit. It can be one person.
You think?
Yeah. Hell yes, it can be one person.
All right.
Well, I mean, you know, that way people will call and email. I don't know. What have I done? Did I break it? Oh, no. two shirts for the same person. Holy shit. We're just hoping that you'd be kind enough to give one away.
That's right. Okay. That should be a stipulation. They have to give one away.
And right? And you know what? It has to be to a complete stranger.
A complete stranger. You've only got one torso. You don't need two shirts.
You know what? Give it to someone you don't like.
Man.
Then you can hate wear them both. And you can both hate wear them.
I don't know, it kind of sounds like you're changing the world, man.
It does.
Like turn the other cheek kind of stuff.
Right.
We're going to give you two shirts, you give one to your greatest enemy, and then they're going to be your best friend after that.
Exactly. Exactly. Pay it sideways. That's what I call it.
Pay it sideways. Mm. There's a T-shirt. Write it down.
Pay it sideways. And everything will be like a dollar bill on the side.
Right.
So, what were you going to rant about? You actually said you had a little bit of a rant that turned into like not a good thing, bad thing type thing. I'd like to hear about that.
Okay. It's kind of a half-assed rant, though. It's bittersweet. It's not a real rant, but I don't know. Maybe I'll get into it. I'll make it official with the Hypersloth rant music.
Yeah, let's do it.
Do you have a rant? I know you never. You always have a rant.
Yeah, I got so many rants.
You have a hardware-related rant.
Yeah, of course I do.
Okay, let me get my rant out of the way first.
Yes, no, dude, take your time. Take your time. We got plenty of show left.
All right, hang on. Here we go.
And now it's time for another delightful Hyper Sloth rant.
So, I'm going to have to describe this because it's visual, and I can show you. I was driving somewhere. I don't remember where, but I knew I needed beer for the house, and I knew I needed beer to make it to the house. Not that I drink and drive.
I understand that. It makes complete sense to me.
Right. So I stopped. This is between, I'll tell you where it was between. It was between Austin, Texas, actually when I picked up my pickup, and the house in Marble Falls. So it's like an hour drive. So it's plenty of time to just get a good buzz and not endanger anyone. So I stopped in this one place. I'm like, well, I'm just going to get 12-pack. Because I don't want to be irresponsible and drink 18 beers while I'm driving.
Right. So you limit yourself by not having that many in the car.
It's a governor. It's like a, yeah.
Right.
It's a governor.
It's a way to pace yourself, people, if you don't understand how that's working.
Exactly. So I walk in and I grab a 12-pack and I buy that and some jerky or whatever. And I'm walking back to the car and I'm like, man, this 12-pack's light. Like, really light. But what I thought at the time, naively, is that, well, I've been lifting weights and jogging.
Oh, my
so.
God, so strong.
I did. I was impressed. I was like, damn, this 12-pack isn't what it used to be.
Rip the door off the cooler.
That's right.
12-pack.
I was like, I was getting to the car. I was like, I need to slow it down. You know, I don't want to bend the hinges or anything. So I get in the car. I put the 12-pack down, you know, in the back behind the seat with a coat over it. And I'm driving. I'm like, oh, well, I'm going to go ahead and just crack one open just to smell it. I'm not going to drink it because I'm driving. And I grab
just
one.
Just to smell it.
Just to smell it.
Uh-huh.
To, you know, to
uh-huh.
pry.
You're listening to the Hyper Sloth Happy Hour with Zigzag and Rufus.
Okay, good Lord, we're back.
Little technical difficulties to be expected probably for the first show. I actually think the shows went off almost without a hitch other than that little snafu.
Right. Hopefully during the snafu you just went and grabbed some friends and said, come listen to the show.
Anyway, I can't believe it's supposed to be on for another 20 minutes.
Anyway, I'm going to finish my rant, and then it's on to your rant. I want to, since we had such a long break, I'm going to do the rant thing again.
And okay. Now it's time for another delightful Hyper Sloth Rant!
Now, that sounds like the Lucky Charms leprechaun to me, saying...
He's got a gig on Fiverr.
Well, why wouldn't he?
So, anyway, I got duped into buying these little 8-ounce Bud Light cans. Look at here. I'll hold one up for comparison. Can you see the difference? Look at that. But they don't make it.
Looks to me like that someone had a surplus of V8 cans that they didn't know what to do with. They're like, we'll give them to Bud Light for a penny.
You're absolutely right. It's the
they can make them into Bud Light cans.
So the rant is just that they don't make it obvious on the package. All you see is a 12-pack, and you grab it, and you think you're super strong because it's light, and then you start drinking one on the way home on the highway, and you're like, what the fuck? It's an 8-ounce can. Okay, so that's my big rant.
Where's the bittersweet part?
What an irresponsible rant. Well, the bittersweet part is at least I got some fucking beer.
Right.
I mean, I can't beat that mass.
Here's a rant I have. Speaking of beer, I don't know how this happened, but I was watching C-SPAN, right? It was on legalization of marijuana, and stars were just aligned just right, and I was flipping through the channels, and I come across this, and here's some senator, whatever, he's up there on the podium, you know, talking, and he's like, well, I just know where I live, and I see some of my constituents are hanging out in front of the liquor stores at 8 a.m. waiting for the liquor store to open up. You know what I mean? I just don't want it to end up like that, you know, with pot, like potheads hang outside the store before it opens. I'm like, first of all, potheads don't even get up before noon.
Right.
I mean, everybody knows that. So they're not going to be waiting, loitering in front of the store. But pot stores probably won't even open till noon or something. But, you know, nothing about closing down the liquor store or whatever. Or,
yeah.
You know,
it only goes one way, man.
Right.
It's not like we're going to shut down the liquor store, too. It's like we're just not going to open the pot store.
Right. Well, here's my real fucking rant.
Oh, God.
Yeah. No, stop. I'm fired up.
You're scaring me.
You should. Stand back from the microphone, dude.
I'm shaking.
You are shaking. I can see that. Wow.
I'm puckering my butthole hotel.
Yes. Well, you know, I've been working on my kitchen renovation.
No. Oh, yes. Okay. I'm looking forward to this. Let's have it.
And so today, we're finishing this fucking renovation. I mean, we're right there. All right. All we got to do is find this little piece of pipe that, you know, we bought a new stove oven thing.
Yes.
And we need like a 1-inch piece of pipe that connects the oven to the gas thing in the wall. Right.
Okay.
The gas line that comes out of the wall, like the flexible line that comes out of the wall.
Sure.
Right. Of course, they don't give you one with the oven, right? That'd make too much sense. They want you to take a special trip. I mean, they probably save a nickel or something on, you know, whatever. But so I make a trip to the store. I talk to an expert. They're not saying they're experts, but, you know, they're supposed to be knowledgeable in every department.
They're employed by a hardware store.
Right. Exactly. Yes. You should. I assume that they know something about what they're talking about.
Yeah.
So this is what happens at the first store I go to. I go to the store, and I do the fake, you know, I'm looking at all the bullshit, looking at everything on the racks, like, I kind of know what I'm looking for, and maybe it'll just pop out at me or something. You know what I mean? And then I'm like, oh, fuck, there is way too much shit here. There's way too many numbers and too many colors, and they're, like, supposed to be coded one way, but you can't understand them at all. This is the brass fitting section of the hardware store.
My
so of course
section.
I see the guy, there's a customer service person, I'm just going to call him that because that's what his thing said, customer service.
Okay.
And he's walking by, I'm like, you know, can you help me? Sure, he can help me. So we're looking at this stuff, and I'm saying one thing, and he's like, yeah, yeah, and he's like, okay, let's go look over here, and we have to walk like a half a mile, third part of the store. And
they didn't put you on one of those little electric forklifts they have to drive you down there.
He should have. They should actually do
they
it.
They should.
As much walking around as I do in the store, I was like, Jesus Christ, I won't have to run today. I've walked like 2 miles inside of a different hardware stores. So, of course, he's got me looking at this shit, and he's like, well, I'll go find the guy who actually works in this section.
There's an idea.
Well, I was like, yeah, wait a minute, dude. I thought you worked in this section. They probably need to wear a badge or something that says this guy belongs over in hardware or
right.
something.
They should wear a
he's
hat.
He's sitting here with me for 15 freaking minutes. And then, okay, I'm like, good. Okay, he's finally going to go get a guy that knows what he's talking about, right? I'm like, sweet. So he goes, and he's talking to some guy, and then he comes back. He's like, the other guy's busy. I'll just keep helping you. And I'm like, well, but you're not helping me because you don't know what the hell you're doing.
I'll keep helping you even though I'm not really helping you.
Right.
Hang out.
Now it just feels awkward because I know you don't know what you're talking about, and I'm supposed to act like I'm listening to you. Right, and I'm just thinking, just like, go away. Okay, then just go away so I can leave.
Okay.
So I just buy whatever. I'm like, okay, I'm just going to buy whatever. It's like $4. So I check out. I get home. Of course, it's not the right fucking thing. So I'm like, all right, I'm going to go to the Ace Hardware store. You know, it's a little small mom-and-pop type place. I'm like, these guys will probably know what they're talking about.
Sure.
Right? Because they act like they do. The four guys that work at the store, it's like as big as a small house.
Right.
Sit around like, and you assume that retired plumbers or electricians or something.
Sit around
and
talking
they're
about
not, they're like,
hardware. Like,
guys you deliver the mail and shit. You know what I mean? They have no idea about anything electrical or
like
the. You just assume that they do, just like at the other store. So this guy is telling me, no, this is what you need. And he's like so adamant about it. You know, I'm like, all right. He's like, I know what you're trying to do. You're trying to hook this up to that or whatever. I'm like, all right. Yep. Okay. That's what I need.
Mm-hmm.
So luckily this place isn't far from my house, so I get that part, and I go back. It's not the right fucking part, all right? So I go back to the store. This is my third, this is now I'm working on for this one less 2-inch piece of pipe.
Wow.
So I go back, and the guy's like, okay, you need a 5/8-inch flange reducer, whatever, right? And I'm like, okay. So I get that, and I tell him when I'm leaving, I'm like, I hope, no offense to you, but I hope this is the last time I see you today, right?
Sure.
And he kind of laughed, like, okay, I get it. So I left, and I get home, and it's still not the right fucking part.
What?
And at this point, I'm like, I'm not going back there. Right? I'm not going back.
Uh-huh.
I just, like, just return it. So now I go to another hardware store, a bigger one on the other side of town. Not a chain, a small chain, right? A local chain. And I go in there, and the chick goes to me. I see some lady, because me and one other dude are standing there, you know, and no one's helping anybody. And the guy's like, he says to the guy, I guess they don't have what you need. And I'm like, or you just couldn't find it, even if they did have it.
Right.
You know, because everything's like all over the place. And so I asked some lady, I'm like, do you have any experience in this department? And she's like, what? She gets all freaked out. I'm like, do you have any experience in this department? She's like, no, I'll go find someone who does.
Uh-huh.
So I'm just waiting there. And this guy comes back, and he's trying to help me. And I'm like, this is what I need. I said, I need a half-inch, you know, flange reducer to a 3/4 inch. Okay. So he's looking around, and he's obviously lost. I'm like,
but
he where would that
on?
I'm like, where would that be? And he's like, I don't know. I don't work in this department.
Oh, my God.
I'm like, so why did you come over here? You know what I mean? And then he's like, So then they get a guy that can help me, and, of course, they're fucking out of them.
You're making me pissed.
Right? And then I go to Lowe's, a different one,
uh-huh.
And no one wanted to help me there. There was one girl that wanted to help me, but some guy was talking to her, so she couldn't help me. And then it was getting late, and I had to get home for the show. So as of right now, I've got $30 worth of the, almost two of them are the same pieces, and like four wrong pieces for that fucking oven up there that's now sitting in the middle of my kitchen. Thank you.
So you've got no flange reducer.
Right.
And now there's just natural gas pouring into your fucking kitchen because you can't connect the stove.
No, and I was to the point where I was going to take the whole piece off, the hose, and take it with me. I fucking couldn't get it off, man. I could not fucking get it. I was like, I could break this pipe and have this whole house fill up with gas.
You gotta have a special tool to get that thing off.
You do. They don't want you to fix your own shit. They would rather see you die than let you fix your own stuff. Nah, that's why you leave it to the professionals. Fucking die.
But where the fuck are the professionals? They're obviously not at Lowe's or anywhere else you went. Yeah, exactly. So you had one guy say, oh, this guy's too busy. You know, the guy who's really the expert is too busy. Do you think that guy even really exists? Or they're just, like, kind of deflecting you and be like,
I saw some people talking to this guy. And you can tell he actually was a knowledgeable guy, maybe. But he got trapped because he was wandering by someone else's department. Right,
he got sucked into the gravitational pull of like
right of some other. He was like stuck in lighting. He got like warped into lighting just because he happened to be walking by, or you know, it's like. And I'm guilty of the same thing. I see someone, and you know, I want. It's like you just don't want them to get away.
Well, how do you know? How do you know
they're under fucking staff? Yes, that's what I'm saying. They should wear a sign. I think you're right, though. I think everybody should know certain parts of the store to a certain point. You know, like saying like start out with a white apron. You work your way up to like a red apron that's like caution. You might know, maybe you think you know more than you do, because there's obviously that guy too who thinks he knows more than he does.
Oh yeah,
and you know he's that's where you talk to the guy in electrical and you're like, what the hell are you talking about? You know, but you could burn my house down.
Well, even when you go to like a music store, as much of a pain in the ass that always is, and how douchey all the people are that work there. There's always like the dude in the, you know, the pro audio section. He knows his fucking mics and cords and PAs. The guy in the guitar section, he knows his Fenders and Gibsons and cables. I mean, they have it segmented with experts in it, but
right.
Yeah, you're right. I mean,
they're not going to have a drum guy over there trying to sell you a guitar.
No.
I mean, that's how easy that is. But, you know, I think it's just too many people wandering fucking around, too many employees just wandering around the store, because I'm like, where the fuck is everybody? And they're all just, like, hiding somewhere, because all of a sudden when someone pushes one of those red alert buttons, like, someone needed in light, whatever, you know, it's like that you push the button for someone to come.
Right.
It's like they're, like, cockroaches, and the light goes off, because they just, like, come out of nowhere, and you're like, where the fuck were all these people 5 minutes ago, you know? By then, you've already been talked to some guy who didn't know the fuck he was doing, sold you a bill of goods to get you out of there.
A bill of goods. Look at some fucking Western General store.
Right, he did. It is, at the end of the day, that's all it is.
Well, there's some kind of animated skit in there somewhere where you're walking to a hardware store and it's all just cockroaches with, like, orange Home Depot vests come scurrying around you.
And not helping you.
And not helping you.
That's all they do is encounter you.
Picking at you.
They just encounter you and then run away. After they're like, yeah, I did my part. Let me hand it off to this guy.
That's right. Wow.
That's what they do. They're like, shuffle you from guy to guy.
Oh, Jesus Christ. And no guy knows anything.
Right. That's how they get around that. Then you just get so frustrated. That's how Ace Hardware stays in business. You get so frustrated at the big box, you go to Ace thinking the people there know what they're talking about, and then you find out they don't either. You're like, what the fuck?
It's a big conspiracy. It's a cabal.
It's a conspiracy, so you can't fix your own stuff.
And it starts in the beginning where you don't have the flange reducer. Well, they're in cahoots with, like, Exxon
right.
Mobil, because they know you're going to have to drive gas, spend gas to get the lows.
Right, right.
Wow.
Did you see that? That's so weird. Arnold Schwarzenegger has a car now that actually runs on cash.
Shut up. What?
Yeah, he just like opens it up and he puts cash money in it and burns it, and it actually runs the car.
Get out of here now.
It's an H2 or whatever.
Okay,
give me that Arnold again.
Dude, I was it's so fucking weird you bring up Arnold, because I was working on an Arnold impression earlier. Get out of here now, it runs on the cash. You're not kidding me.
Wow.
The helicopter is here. Give me my hand. Take my hand. We got to go.
It's not bad, is it? No, it's pretty damn good.
It's pretty good.
Holy shit.
I don't remember what made me think about that. It was flipping. Oh, I heard a commercial for flipping houses, and I was like, the house is going to flip. It's going to flip now. give me a hand. My hand. You do house flipping.
A commercial on flipping houses, and the first thing you think of is Arnold Schwarzenegger.
I know, it makes no sense.
It's the beautiful thing. The mind is a beautiful thing to waste.
The mind is a beautiful thing. Don't waste it. No.
Do waste it.
Do waste it. Get to the chopper.
You ever see that picture of Arnold holding that joint?
Yeah.
I love him. You got to love Arnold. I mean, yeah.
You do, really.
He says he's a Republican.
Ah, whatever.
He's just a movie star.
Man, I saw an interview with Arnold. Recently. Well, it was an old interview, but I saw it recently. It was him on the Johnny Carson show right before he was going to start filming Conan, or Conan, however the fuck you say that. So he had the long hair, and he's like in his 20s. And, dude, I got to say, I clicked it on a whim because I was like, oh, this has got to be a hoot. The dude was so goddamn well-spoken and smart.
He's really smart.
He was smart.
Don't let Arnold fool you. I mean, yeah.
Yeah, that interview was not a joke. I mean, he kind of ran the whole thing. Johnny Carson said a few questions, and he took it and ran. And it was all super intelligent, business oriented, like goal focused. It was almost like a
Hey, how many people have turned weightlifting into a fucking full blown career? Not very many.
Yeah, that's one of the things he said. He's like, you know, I've won Mr. Universe 8 times in a row, so I'm done with that. He said, you know, once you do something, don't keep doing it. Go to the next thing and conquer that, and then conquer something else and conquer something else.
I mean, think
else.
About it. This is a guy that could have made a run for the presidency. Still legitimately could, almost.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, how intense to think he started out as a bodybuilder, you know, a foreign bodybuilder. Just fucking crazy. I mean, the American dream is out there. You just got to fucking set your mind to it and go after it. You just can't fucking sit around waiting for it to happen. You know, like Tony Beats says, you can't dig a hole by talking about it.
Who?
Tony Beats.
Tony
Gold
Beats?
Rush. Tony Beats, the mad Viking from Gold Rush. You got to fucking see Tony Beats. The no-nonsense fucking guy right there.
I've seen Gold Rush. Who's Tony Beats? Which guy is he?
He actually, if you're watching this season of Gold Rush.
I've not seen this season, no.
Yeah, well, you need to watch this season because Tony Beats is part of this season of Gold Rush.
Which team is he on?
He's not on a team. Parker Schnabel's in the Klondike, and Tony Beats leases Parker the land, right, to do his digging on or whatever. And Tony Beats is just a fucking all-around badass.
Wait, is Parker the
bacon fucking badass, but just, like, you got to have respect for the fucking guy.
Parker's the young guy, right? The guy's, like, 19 or 20?
Yeah, yep.
Okay, so I think I remember the season where they brought in this dude you're talking about, and he's like the Han Solo Obi-Wan Kenobi. I mean, he like knows everything, right? But he's sort of this swaggering badass guy.
I'm going to tell you right now, you don't know who you're talking about because
okay.
Tony. If you saw Tony Beats,
yeah,
like that, you don't fucking forget this guy Tony Beats.
All right,
look him up right now.
I'm looking up right now. How do you spell his name? T O N Y, I guess.
Yeah, and then B E E T S, I think.
B E T S.
It'll come up no matter how you spell it, I would imagine. Hey, thanks for listening, though. We're going to go dead air here as far as the radio show, are we, Rufus? How does that work?
I don't think so. What's going on?
Well, I mean, we got 2 minutes left in the radio show.
Well, this is what's weird. I don't know what – like, I have 2 minutes on my phone clock and my computer clock. But the Blog Talk Radio, you know, studio that we're in says we have 10 more minutes left.
Something's wrong with that.
Something's wrong.
Yeah, there's 90 seconds.
Right.
Well, thanks. Check us out on the web at www.hypersloth.me. Thanks for listening to our first show. Right, Ruth?
Yes, and you have 70 seconds to call in right now, 646-478-0616. Now you have 15 seconds. Go.
You know, call in. Have as much fun as we're having. I mean, this show is a fucking riot. I look forward to the show. It's like therapy for me weekly. And you know what? It can be therapy for you, too. Or feel free to rant on our webpage. Even if you rant about us, tell us how much you hate us.
Ooh, that'd be cool.
Yeah, be cool and tell us how much you hate us.
Whoever hates us the most wins a free T-shirt.
Yes!
Most hate wins a free T-shirt.
Right. Tell us the, yeah. Take out your childhood hate memories on us.
Your childhood hate memories.
What would you call it? I'm not sure. Your darkest secrets.
Your darkest secrets. There's another bit. We got to work that up. Call in with your darkest secrets. because people can do it anonymously.
That's right. You can do it. Anything is, you don't have to give us your name or whatever, but if you want a shout out, we'll give you a shout out. Call in with your ideas for a skit or a short story that you wrote. You know, we're more than happy to let you do it on the air.
Or a script. We'll act it out.
We'll all act it out. You can play a part.
That's right.
Your friends can play parts. And no matter what, me and Rufus have to be in it. That's just all there is to it.
Well, yeah, absolutely.
But hey, thanks for listening.
Thank you. 646-478-0616. Call it any time.
www.hypersloth.me.
That's right.
Wow, 10 seconds is a lot longer than you think.
Facebook.com/hypersloth music. I know that's weird, but we'll fix that one day when we see the right people.
289-471. Oh, I almost gave away your home phone. Sorry about that, Ruf.
That's okay. That's okay. Give it out. First person to call me at home wins a T-shirt.
Right. And a view of the inner workings of our own Rufus.
That's right. I live in an anus.
So that was the longest 10 seconds ever.
That's
I
right.
I wonder if we're still on the air.
No, we didn't get to have the button that says end episode.
So now when we, you know, like when we did the old show, we had like 15 minutes of airtime after.
Right.
Now, do we still have that with the premium or not?
No, we don't, because that was not supposed to be something you want.
Really?
Yeah, you want to be live. You don't want to be recording yourself without people being able to call in. That's why you upgraded to not have that happen.
So that's why we'll just have this video. We'll have the VIP section of the show.
That's right. We'll have to record it locally on your machine or my machine and then upload it separately.
I'm recording it on video right now.
Oh, okay, cool.
I've got that video record. So we can just have that be the whole VIP package. You can watch us do the show and catch the VIP part when we go on for an extra 15 minutes or whatever we feel like riffing.
Exactly. I'm a little perplexed by – see, now it says that we're recording on Blog Talk Radio, but we shouldn't be recording. Unless it does that anyway, like we booked an hour show, I guess it will just keep recording forever? I don't know.
I'm guessing we get the extra 15 minutes. Like we did when we're doing the goof around part on the podcast.
Suppose. But, yeah, we're recording right now.
All right. Well, we would be recording anyways because I've got this call recorder on here with the video feed.
I am a little perplexed by the time difference between like what the phone lady was saying and what's actually on Blog Talk Radio. So I'm hoping
we went off at the right time. Well, I mean, I don't see how we couldn't have went on at the right time because they started playing the intro. Because you don't cue that. They cue that, right?
That's true. Right.
So I would guess that would be the exact start of the show.
Yes.
And I think that was the 2 minute. When you said 2 minutes, the other one had 10 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Well, how do you feel about the first show?
I thought it was... good. I think I tried too hard.
I think I tried too hard, too, damn it.
Just want to relax. I tried too hard.
No, you were fine. Get out of town.
No, seriously. I think, we'll work out the kinks, I guess, but I just feel like I was trying too hard.
Is it the coat?
No, I'm not talking about visually. I'm talking about, I don't know, this fucking suck. I'm out of here. Are you still there? Your picture's frozen. Did I scare you?